From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 33-year-old Clay Walker Davis of Hobbs was arrested and charged with allegedly sexually abusing a family relative during a period of 3 months. That according to a criminal complaint from the Lee County Sheriff's Office. According to the complaint, the victim told her mother that Davis had allegedly began abusing her at the beginning of this year, and the abuse stopped in the middle of May. In an unrelated sexual abuse case, 20-year-old Isaac Carlos Salcillo of El Paso was arrested and charged on Thursday with sexual penetration of a minor. According to a criminal complaint by the Lee County Sheriff's Office, a 12-year-old girl from El Paso who was in Lee County at the time of the incident told authorities that Salcillo had assaulted her. The victim and her family were in Lee County to celebrate a family occasion. 29-year-old Jason Sigala of Roswell was arrested and charged with one count of abandonment or abuse of a child after he allegedly led Roswell police on a high-speed vehicle chase on Main Street while his 4-year-old son was in the backseat. The incident occurred about 1 a.m. Sunday. The New Mexico Department of Health reported that Lee County has recorded its 6th death attributed to the COVID-19 virus. The victim was a woman in her 70s and had underlying conditions, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. State Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County, who's also the minority floor leader, tells us about the absentee ballot forms that have been mailed out recently.
It was a way to encourage voter turnout, to let them know that if they're like me and prefer to go to the ballot poll and cast their own ballot, if they were traveling, if they were gone, if they had work schedules, you know, something, and they still wanted to vote, they could do it, and they could do it by utilizing the absentee method.
Then there's the mail-in ballots.
That is completely different from what some of the progressives are promoting, and that's an all-mail ballot where they just mail a ballot to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and they're able to harvest these.
And there is good news during this pandemic. One Hobbs business, the new Tornado Car Wash, is putting people back to work. COO Matt Riker tells us more.
We've been very, very blessed and very fortunate. So we did just open up a new location where we were able to hire and staff about 22 new employees.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.